There are all sorts of aspects to the story that are breaking as we speak. And right now, the survivor of the 2017 shooting in which the Lesotho Prime Minister's second wife was killed is asking for protection in South Africa. And this lady actually gave an exclusive interview to Eyewitness News yesterday, Thato Sebola, saying the controversial circumstances under which Messiah Tabane was granted bail have made her even more afraid. Let's bring into the conversation our EWN reporter, Ntakwana Ngatane, who's following the story for us very closely. You were given this exclusive, Ntakwana. What was she able to tell you?
Well, Joanne, what we know is that Thato Sebola has really been under the radar, very quiet since 2017. So one can only imagine what it had to take for her to come out the way that she has done now. She says that when police first revealed that they were looking at the Prime Minister and the First Lady, Maizaya Tabane, as suspects in the murder of Zibulelo Tabane, she realized that she needed to find protection. She spoke to the police, but found that they were not offering her any. She wanted to find out where the investigators she was working with at the beginning were, and she was told by the Commissioner of Police that they were junior and that the case had been handed over senior police officers.
All right, Ntakwana, we're just going to take a moment there to get you back to the producers. Let's get a better line to you and hear exactly what this eyewitness, Thato Sebola, had to say to you during this interview. Not an easy interview to be granted in the first place. You will fully understand that this is a lady who is fearing for her life right now, and she's also afraid that the investigation has not been properly handled. But we know that she was, of course, in the car with the president's second wife, Prime Minister's wife, when the gunman opened fire on them. It happened 3 years ago, and she's actually really the cornerstone of this case, one may argue, in terms of witnesses. And Ntakwana, apologies that we were interrupted there. Please continue with what you were telling us about her testimony.
That's right, Joanne. So she basically says that when she wanted to find out where the investigators that she had all been working with, who had questioned her in the past, were, she was told by the Commissioner of Police that those investigators were junior, that senior investigators had now been assigned to her case. So now when the First Lady refused to show herself to police, issued a warrant of arrest, fled the country, went back, charged, and then given bail, she says that was the last straw. Now she realizes that she cannot trust either the justice system or the police in Lesotho at this point in time. Joanne?
So, I mean, she's gone on to say that she tried to get help from the Southern African Development Community headquarters in Botswana. How was that request for help received?
Well, she says that she was met with red tape. She wasn't even able to get into the building. She says that she had tied with people that she knows work for the SADC headquarters to try and get them to have her word through, but that was not to happen. So that's why she eventually decided to come back into South Africa. So that's where she is now, meeting with several organizations to try and see who it is that can help her. But Joanne, I mean, if you listen to her story, she was the last person to see Zibulelo Tabane alive. And although she won't talk about the details, because obviously they form part of the case that still has to go before court, she says she has had to change her life drastically to deal with the trauma that came with that incident. Jen?
Give me a sense of this. I believe that she's in South Africa to apply for asylum, Ntakwana. Well, what are the chances that she's going to be able to get political asylum here?
Well, let's hope it is possible, Joanne, because, I mean, the first query and concern that she has is that the person that's being accused of killing the person she was with, the person that she is a complainant in the case of, is the most powerful person in Lesotho, the wife of the Prime Minister. And judging by what happened with a judge that decided that even though there was an urgent bail application, she wasn't going to allow police to file opposing papers, nor even ask the victims in the case to have a word before she made a decision, she says that she believes she has a strong case. But of course, it all depends on the Department of Home Affairs of South Africa to decide whether or not it grants her asylum. But looking at her case and looking at the fact that police and as well as the government in Lesotho do not seem to be in a position, she says she has asked for protection from police in the past, and they have flat out told her that they're unable to provide it to her. So her only option, she sees, is outside of Lesotho.
Dakwana, thank you so much for bringing us that latest update. Dakwana Ngatane, our EWN reporter, who maintains that the situation is very difficult indeed for this lady. Her name is